Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, checking in with y'all again. Just got done watching the NFL, you know, playoffs, finals, final 18. And what can I say? It was a great game. It was a great game. Definitely live. And now I'm finishing up with the Bulls versus Memphis. Right now the Bulls are up. So almost a great ending to the weekend. Just a good game. Just a good game. A lot of seen a lot today and yesterday that let me know sometimes you just gotta go with your gut feeling. Shout outs to Dak and Ezekiel, because both of them definitely did their thing this season, but just wasn't good enough, wasn't strong enough finish. But I chalked that up to inexperience when it comes to when it comes to the game. Even if they would have went to the conference finals, I still really didn't see them going to the championship round. And even if they did go to the championship round, be honest, I would not have put my money on them. It's just they rookies. You can't really do much for them. And also, they didn't see Tom Brady this year. You know what I'm saying? So I keep thinking, well, people keep saying that it's going to be New England. And a lot of people thought it would be Dallas. I did not think that, even with Romo in the game or out of the game, I just didn't think that was going to happen. So, yeah, that happened. That happened this weekend. And just sad. I know like the Bulls going to take this one. They did take it. I believe it's 107-104. And so, a good ending to the night. I will say, I really thought that I was hoping this is my playoff picture, or that I wanted. I wanted to see the Patriots against Kansas City. If Oakland didn't go, I really thought Oakland would go. Like I told Maggie, I thought Oakland would go because, you know, they was doing so well. But it would have been Patriots against Kansas City. And then Atlanta, pretty much I figured it would either be Dallas or the Giants. And I only say the Giants because the Giants definitely had a season on them. And as you know, when the Giants finish up, usually they finish strong. So I'm used to them beating the tougher teams, you know, going up against tougher teams and beating them. I think the issue was this year for the Giants was they was going up against a team almost – a team that damn near mimicked them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a rough season for Green Bay as well. So I think they just – they went against their equals, and Green Bay showed up more that day. Looks like we got K-Down on. I'll bring him on. Let's see. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on, Kater?
Nothing much. I heard your guess about the Giants in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Green Bay was only bad to begin the half of the season. They won out for being Giants.
Yes.
Faced a hot squad. Well, I can't even say a hot squad. They faced Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the second greatest quarterback in the league right now. Even though the Bears saying he's a Packers quarterback, I can't lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did well.
That's the same reason why they demolished the Cowboys today, because the Cowboys is, listen to their name, boys. They boys. So.
Yeah, I can't fault them. I told people if they lost, I couldn't fault them either way, because it's not like they have the experience to really do anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't for a short shot.
At the end of the day, it's not about experience on offensive players. It's Aaron Rodgers. That's all. That's it. That's all. It's
I would
Aaron
say,
Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron
if
Rodgers,
the better quarterback stays on the field more, on the field more, then yeah, most likely he's on the field.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady make. We can if the Green Bay Packers hold the tryout and they pick me and you up, Aaron Rodgers will make me and you look like all-star receivers because he's just that good.
Yeah.
Same way with Tom Brady. No one knew about a brand
new
sale until he got with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And my
so
prediction.
Who do you have going?
Who do I have going to the Super Bowl?
At the start and then, like, leading up.
Well, I had Green Bay beating the Giants and the Cowboys just for the simple fact I don't like Giants nor the Cowboys more than I don't like the Packers. That's the only reason why I had went through two games. Now I have Green Bay losing against the Atlanta Falcons because as good as Aaron Rodgers is, Matt Ryan is a man on a mission this year. I don't know where getting this extra performance from, but he's been performing like he's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady this whole season.
He got more targets. He got the field to spread more. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could do more. You got two solid – well, I can't say two solid. I keep saying two solid running backs, but you really don't have two. You got one really solid one. One that can be interchanged.
I mean,
but,
the thing with them is, they have what you call that 1-2 combo. They got that first and second down running back, and then they got that third down back that just powers it in. Matt Ryan got a nice offensive line.
They give him the time, he's gonna be dangerous.
Exactly. So, and they're going to have to play in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. Atlanta got home field throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
Now that the Cowboys are out, so I got Pittsburgh beating New England. As good as Tom Brady is, the Houston Texans exposed their offensive line yesterday. Tom Brady got sacked 4 times and 2 interceptions. I don't remember the last time I saw Brady sack and hit as much as he was before, like they was rushing him. Like, I understand a lot of people hit him, and he has been sacked, you know, but the way that they did it this week, they exposed it, and Pittsburgh can duplicate that because Pittsburgh has a defense that's seasoned.
Yeah, I was going to say
Atlanta in the Super Bowl.
I was going to say I was hoping Kansas City went there because, you know, I put it this way. I feel like if I'm them, I'm hungry for this win. I need this win. Don't do whatever it takes for this win. I guess people just don't see it that way. They don't play. They play hard, but they don't play smart. And that play towards the end of the game kind of ruined the whole thing. So,
but the Chiefs defense sucked all year.
The only thing is, they were giving up touchdowns,
they was giving up field goals. So
yeah,
they,
this is the first
the
game that I know
they
of
wasn't
won
giving
by
up
field goals.
They was giving up field goals, but they was giving up like 300 yards a game. And when you play a team with the caliber of Pittsburgh with Le'Veon Bell, 170 yards on the ground. Thank you, because he really did save my fantasy football team, you know, because I was the champion, you know, when I beat you in the first round. But
yeah,
that's what another
bet.
Story. Yeah, I'm going to keep bringing that up, but I got bragging rights for the whole season. But
it won't happen to me. Sit on it while you can.
Even though they didn't, excuse me, even though they won the scoring powerhouse today, they still was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And what the Pittsburgh Steelers do is they hit you with the run. They're going to hit you, and they're going to hit you, and they're going to hit you, and they're going to hit you. And you're going to get tired, and then he's going to throw the ball to Brown, and Brown's going to run all over your defense. And then they're going to hit you with the run even more. And Le'Veon Bell is the best running back in the league. I know everybody all up on Ezekiel nuts, but Ezekiel is nowhere near Le'Veon Bell. The Bell was out for 5 weeks this year. So he had five games on him. And Le'Veon Bell is I don't know if you watched the game. I didn't really watch the game, but I know Le'Veon Bell. He's a patient running back. The most patient running back I've seen. He will stand behind his offensive lineman and keep his feet moving for 3-4 seconds if he have to, and then find a hole or make a hole and break off for 10, 15 yards. He's a big body running back. Like, he's 6'2", and I think he is like 230 pounds, but he's still running a 4.4. So, I mean,
yeah, he's definitely a woo running back. Any guy he is for days, so that's a very dangerous combo there.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he's usually one of their leading scores in both areas.
Yeah. Because he's just that good, and they're not going to be able to give him a contract, so they're going to have to franchise tag him. Because Le'Veon Bell is that type of running back that should be getting a record number amount. Like, if Bell asks for $20 million a year, he deserves that $20 million a year just because of what he does. Like, he runs, he catches, he pass blocks, he does everything. So, they're going to franchise tag him. They're going to pay him like $17
million. How long has he been in the league?
Le'Veon Bell been in the league for 3-4 years.
Oh, okay.
He's not been in the league extremely long.
Yeah, so definitely some fresh legs. I can see them beating Patriots too. I heard a lot of people say their defense is pretty solid, especially towards the end of the season. But I think what they fail to realize is that towards the end of the season, the game was kind of easy, fairly easy. So I think they definitely gonna have some hard times this week coming up, and I think Green Bay is in for some trouble. Because even though Aaron Rodgers can do what he do, if he lose one more wide receiver, like he almost lost Adams today, I don't think he's going to be able to do it. Because he really has no more options.
Adams is not a...
Hello. Get down.
Hello? Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'm doing some, I'm still out. Told people I had to do some stuff, but anyway. Like, he made Devontae Adams as good as he is. He made Randall Cobb as good as he is. The only true receiver he has is Jordy Nelson. That's the only true receiver he has. So, you know, with him being without Jordy Nelson and still able to do that, that's why he's the best quarterback in the league. Just like Tom Brady.
Yeah, but you
Tom Brady
tell.
Has a team. Tom Brady has a team full of nobodies. But yet,
you can tell when Adams went out on that one play, and he was—you could tell—he was stalling for time to see if he was gonna come back in. I don't think he didn't look too comfortable when he went out. When he came back in, he felt a little bit better, just because he opened up the field a little bit more, I believe. Rodgers is gonna need that to work.
See, the thing about Rodgers is, Rodgers have wide receivers that run their routes good. Adams is, even though Adams isn't the best, because he's not that good at creating his own space and all that stuff. Like, he relies on his speed to create his space. Like, Jordy Nelson, if you try to jam Jordy Nelson at the line, Jordy Nelson can jam you right back and get out. You know, Antonio Brown, he can jam you right back and get out of, you know, but Adams, he's not that type of wide receiver. He don't have the strength, you know. He's going to get there, and so is Cobb. But, you know, right now they fitness guys. They finesse, they speed and all that stuff. But they got to learn those little type of moves. You know, and this is all based up off of my opinion. You know, some people might feel different. But he know Adams know where to be, when to be there. So it's like a security blanket. If you know someone is going to be there, you don't have to worry about looking for them. You know, I could just throw the ball in this area.
Hello?
Yeah. She connected to the damn car. But yeah, that's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
So.
And I think we in for some. This is definitely one of the best NFL seasons I've seen. So much to the point where I've been kind of slacking on my basketball and watching football more often. So. I actually didn't want the Cowboys to go. I'll be honest. I really like them and their performance, but I didn't want them to go. I just felt like it wouldn't have been a good.
I never want the Cowboys to go. I never want the Cowboys to win a game. That's just me. So, you know, the Cowboys being out is a great thing in my eyes.
But, yeah, so now I got the Falcons, and yeah, probably Pittsburgh in that championship round for the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's the best bet, because that's who's going to win.
Unless Matt Ryan just decides to have a terrible conference championship game, then, I see no way around it. I don't think they defense is effective enough. Green Bay defense is effective enough to stop Atlanta's front line. I don't think that's going to happen.
Atlanta's ground game isn't going to win this game. It's going to be Matt Ryan. Because Green Bay secondary sucks. Like, truly sucks. Like, bad. Like, one of their quarterbacks right now is a wide receiver. He because they have no DB.
Yeah.
So.
Sure. And I think Bennett went out. Yeah, they definitely playing. But see, that's what makes them even more dangerous, because they're playing with so little of a team, like backups almost everywhere. So that's if they even give a good game, that's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely gotta be careful of that.
Yeah.
So and then Brady and them, I would feel better. I mean, they got Deion Lewis back. I so wish he came back way earlier, and he might have helped me out in my fantasy league. But they got him back. I think Martellus Bennett went down for a little bit. I don't know if he stayed in the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him break his leg. Him and his brother are
about him leaving.
Yeah, him and his brothers are both retards. I think they need even one of them.
Yeah,
they,
I don't
they,
think
they guys give to the game, and they're not. You got Tom Brady as your quarterback, and your numbers were still less than it was when you had Jay Cutler as your quarterback. How? And Gronk hasn't played all season. How? That just shows you that you're pathetic. Tom Brady is my quarterback, No, I was looking at the Hellcat. No, I was looking at the Hellcat. But yeah, like if you got Tom Brady, and it still sucks. So it don't matter. You know, Jay Cutler was like, his career would be nothing without me, which was true. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I really don't think Tom Brady has a strong enough offense to really win out the season against the Pittsburgh defense. So,
I mean, the Pittsburgh defense do be shaky at times, but if they look at
I'm not going to deny it, but
Texas was
I would feel pretty comfortable right
game.
Now.
Well, all they gotta do is what Houston did.
Mm-hmm.
They do what Houston did. The Patriots are in for a big problem because Pittsburgh is better. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think this is gonna be too. Really great game, so I'm definitely gonna be tuning in and see what's happening at Super Bowl. Cause,
I think I might throw another Super Bowl CD at the house.
I think you tried to do it last year, but you then you ended up not doing it. I don't remember what happened.
No, I did it, but we had that blizzard that day. So it got canceled. So I ate all that food by myself. Oh, I was so fat that day. I ate all that food.
Oh,
by
man.
All of it. Three pieces. But,
yeah, I don't deny it. Oh, man. Okay. And then we got the rules. Already talked about who going to the Super Bowl. Y'all heard it here. Atlanta versus the Steelers for the Super Bowl. Then the Bulls won tonight, so it wasn't a total waste of a weekend.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. Still trying to figure out. Did Rondo get traded?
No, not yet.
Oh. I thought he was a part of that Kyle Korver deal where he went to Cleveland and then Rondo get traded in like a 3-team trade.
No. No, that's not what happened. We're trying to get Noel for Rondo. That would be the best option.
From Philly?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in that case, because I was saying that I don't think we should get rid of him, but in that case, that probably would be a good idea. That actually sounds like the best idea because you got a healthy center. That's what we really need. Would he be the starter or he'd be a backup if that did happen?
He'll be a starter because Taj probably will have to be in that trade as well.
Oh, okay.
And if not, he'll be one of the first options up off of the bench.
I know there was a Facebook stat that you were talking to Jimmy about. He said it wouldn't be a good trade. I think it was who was the trade for?
I'm not sure about that one.
I'm not sure.
I don't remember you saying that.
I just remember you saying, no, that's not going to work out.
Oh, you're talking about Boogie Cousins. That one wouldn't work out. But that is definitely way more.
Fairly decent.
Yeah. But it wouldn't work.
Mm.
And then we got into two physical altercations with one of our assistant coaches.
Okay. In that case, I understand.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people say wait to the off season to go for Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin is a problem as well.
Hey. We ain't down now. Can't wait to see what this offseason is going to be like.
Good.
Okay, there we go. Hassan Whiteside. Yeah, no.
Oh, no. I wasn't thinking about it like that.
Yeah.
They can keep Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah. Yeah, that one wouldn't be a good trade. He's young and he's agile, but I can't where he is.
Yeah, he's not that young. 27, 28.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought he was a lot younger than that. I thought he was like in his,
I heard he was
early 20s.
I heard it was two seconds.
Oh. Well, then, yeah, that's definitely not a smart trade. But, we'll say we coming to a close on the show. I know we got some more things coming this week. I'm going to definitely try to get my cousin back on the show. Since he couldn't do it the other week, he's got a wrestling match coming up, so we're going to have him on the show hopefully Friday. I'm going to try to get my man Samajay on as well. Talk to you about health tips and stuff like that. I'm going to try to get Ryan on. He wanted to talk some real Chicago happenings and the violence in Chicago. So we're going to do that. K-Dan, you got anything coming up?
No, not as far as right now. ain't really more other things. I haven't really taken out, scaled that anything out. But I did want to do a State of the Union address as far as my eyes for Chicago, Black Belt, once again. I want to cover my facts, so I don't know exactly, but that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we'll let y'all know, keep letting y'all know what's going on, and we'll be doing more. And don't check out for tonight. Check in with y'all next week. And just keep improving the show. So this is Easy, Most Known Unknown, Easy Old Soul. Hey, Dan, I'm going to holler at you.
All right, later.
All right, man.